From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Dave DeForest reporting. The U.S.-led coalition has a request for Iraq. During his visit to Turkey this week, U.S. Defense Secretary Ash Carter pressed Ankara to do more to control its border with Syria. Dorian Jones reports.
Secretary Carter said Turkey has an enormous role to play and that controlling its border is the most important contribution it can make in the war against IS. Ankara has faced strong pressure from its allies to seal the frontier that borders Syrian territory under IS control. Earlier this month, Ankara declared the region under emergency rule, a move Semih Idiz, a political columnist with Cumhuriyet newspaper, says signals that international pressure is working. Dorian Jones, Istanbul.
Turkish officials say four of their soldiers were wounded in a mortar attack on a base in northern Iraq. That's where Turkish troops are training Iraqi soldiers. Western media are reporting that Islamic State militants fired rockets on the Iraqi camp near the city of Mosul. Rebels and pro-government forces are accusing each other of violating a ceasefire in Yemen. However, the truce appears to be holding together for the most part. The accusations included continued ground fighting, shelling by Houthi rebels, and airstrikes by a Saudi-led coalition that has been backing President Abd Rabu Mansour Hadi's government. The ceasefire went into effect on Tuesday as representatives from the government and rebels began UN-sponsored peace talks in Switzerland. Opposition leaders in central Ethiopia say security forces have killed more than 40 people in recent weeks amid protests against a government development plan. Demonstrators began holding rallies late last month over a plan to expand the city limits of Addis Ababa. This is VOA News.